神是透过阿摩斯书叫我们看见，叫我们听见。
Through Amos, God wants us to see and to hear.
那你看见的是什么
？So what do we see?
你听见的又是什么
？And what do we hear?
那启示录有重要的末日信息。
In the book of Revelation, there are important messages of the last days.
那启示录神也是透过看见跟听见来让我们明白。
And Revelation, God also allow us to understand.True listening.
所以启示录有许多的意象，看见的意象。
So in Revelation there are many visions to see.
启示录有许多听见的声音。
And there are many voices to hear.
那阿摩斯书也是这样。
It's the same in the book of Amos.
所以圣灵对七教会说话。
So the Holy Spirit spoke to the seven churches.
当圣灵说话的时候。
When the Holy Spirit speaks.
圣灵说，有耳可听的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
我们从阿摩斯书来听见。
From the book of Amos, let us hear.
那阿摩斯的名义，名字的意思叫做负重担者。
The meaning of the name Amos is the one who carries the burden.
那到底他负担着什么样的重担呢
？So what burdens were he carrying?
两个。
The two burdens.
第一个就是负担着以色列民信仰的重担。
First, he had to carry the burden of the faith of the Israelites.
以色列民信仰的重担就是灵魂的重担。
The burden of the faith, that is the burden of the soul.
那是灵魂的得救，灵魂的死亡。
And that has to do with salvation and death of the soul.
那你说这个重担重不重呢
？Is this a heavy burden?
神的仆人就是担着这个重担，灵魂的重担。
The servants of God carried this burden, the burden of the soul.
那第二个重担是什么
？What is the second burden?
就是阿摩斯担负着神交托他先知的使命。
And that is commission to be a prophet that God entrusted to him.
先知的使命是什么
？What is the commission of the prophet?
就是唤醒以色列民沉睡的信仰。
Is to awake the faith of the Israelites that has fallen asleep.
唤醒以色列民灵魂的苏醒。
To awaken them from slumber.
这是先知的使命。
This is the commission, the work of the prophet.
所以我们看到阿摩斯，他是神手中公义的箭。
So Amos is the righteousness arrow of righteousness of God.
他讲了一句很有名的话。
He said this famous phrase.
这是神心中很迫切要看到的，
this,
要得到的。
This is the earnest hope that God wants to receive.
就是五章的二十四节。
And that is Amos 5 verse 24.
唯愿公平如大水滚滚，使公义如江河滔滔。
But let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever flowing stream.
这是我们发现到他是神手中公义的箭。
So he is the sword of righteousness in the hands of God.
刚才传道也已经有解释。
And just now preacher also explained.
那阿摩斯书缺乏的，神看重的就是严重。神国严重缺乏的就是神的公义。
The kingdom of God at the time lacks greatly was the righteousness of God.
何西亚书严重缺乏的就是神的爱。
And the book of Hosea it talks about what they're lacking is the love of God.
一个强调神的公义。
One emphasizes on the righteousness of God.
一个强调神的爱。
The other emphasizes on the love of God.
这两个都是神的本性，公义跟慈爱是神的本性。
And righteousness and love is the essence of God.
也是神国里面的基础。
And it's the foundation of the kingdom of God.
但这两个都失去了。
But these they were lacking.
所以神先知担负着这个使命，唤醒神国的公义。
So the prophet had this commission to awake the righteousness of the kingdom of God.
那他是神国的勇士。
He was a warrior of the kingdom of God.
他所发出的信息都是审判的信息，警告的信息。
The message he spoke was a message of judgment and warning.
刚才传道也有介绍，他本来是生在南国犹大的工人。
Just now, preacher also introduced that he was a worker from the southern kingdom.
他以前没有奉召之前，是以农业为业，农耕为业的。
Before he was sent, he was working as a farmer.
是一个在南国的先知，却蒙神差派到北国以色列来做预言。
But a person from the southern kingdom was sent as a prophet to the northern kingdom to prophesy.
那请注意，当圣经说先知说预言的时候是什么意思，知道吗
？So when the Bible says the prophet speaks an oracle, what does that mean?
那就是先知在口中喷火。
That is fire from the mouth of the prophet.
这是启示录末世的两个传道人给我们看到的启示。
And this was two preachers in Revelation, and that was revealed to them to us.
启示录说末世的传道人，神的工人，他们是末世先知。
So the preachers in the Old Testament, in the last day, sorry, is the prophets of the last days.
他们口中出火的。
And from their mouth comes fire.
所以烧到的那些人很恨他们，很讨厌他们。
But those who are burnt, they will hate them.
先知说预言，原来是说先知在口中喷火。
So the prophet prophesizing is actually fire coming up from the mouth of the prophet.
那就明白这些信息不是柔和的，不是在喝奶的道理。
Then you can understand this message is not a message of gentleness or of milk.
哦，那阿摩斯的信息都是以审判为主的信息。
And the message of Amos has to do with judgment.
所以阿摩斯书第一章，你一翻开第一章，就是看到神的审判。
So right from chapter one, we can see the judgment of God.
而且对七个国发出审判的信息。
Just a message of judgment towards the seven nations.
开始看都是指外邦国家。
In the beginning, it refers to the foreign nations.
但看到最后的时候，连神的国也要被审判。
But lastly, also the kingdom of God is being judged.
这是阿摩斯书最重要的信息。
This is the most important message of the book of Amos.
所以它的重点是什么呢？
So what is the emphasis?
它的重点就是第四章十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
以色列啊，我一定要像你这样行，我一定会这样行。
So therefore, this I will do to you, O Israel.
所以你当预备迎接你的神。
So prepare to meet your God.
阿摩斯书的这两个重点你要记起来哦。
So these two main points of the book Amos, you must remember.
一个是为愿公义如江河滔滔，如公平如大水滚滚。
Firstly, let justice roll down like water, righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
再来，你就是要预备迎接你的神呐。
And next, you must prepare to meet your God.
啊，那阿摩斯是所说的情形，正如今日末世真教会所面临的危机相当吻合，相当同样。
So the situation described by Amos is very similar to the situation of the church in the last days.
哦，在这里我们看到神对七个国家发出的审判预言。
So here we see the message of judgment towards the seven nations.
但是要对比启示录神对七教会所发出的警告。
We can contrast this to the warnings that God spoke in Revelation to the seven churches of the last days.
神借阿摩斯的意象以预言，要以色列民看见，要以色列民听见。
Through the prophecies and visions of Amos, God wants Israel to hear and to see.
其实是有七个看见，有七个听见。
So there are seven hearing and seven seeing.
因为我们的讲道安排只有这八堂。
But because we only have eight sermons,
所以你看到的只有四个看见，四个听见。
So you see four hearings and four seeing.
那七个看见呢？
Wow, how about the seven seeing?
第一，看见蝗虫。
Seeing the locust.
第二，看见火。
Seeing the fire.
第三，看见准绳。
Seeing the plumb line.
第四，看见下谷。
Seeing the grains.
第五，看见什么？
What else do they see?
祭坛，主站在祭坛。
That God standing by the altar.
第六，看见以色列民。
Seeing the Israelites.
第七，看见耶路撒冷城。
And seven, seeing the city of Jerusalem.
那你看我们的主题背景，刚好七样看见都在里面。
So if you look at our theme and the background, you can see these seven things.
那个牧者哈，牧羊人牧者哈，他是举起头来看有没有？抬头来看有没有？
The shepherd here on the photo here, he was raising his
hand. 这样，那就是在听，看见跟听见。
And the ear, the hand by the ear is to hear, see and hearing.
在我们的背景的图画里，你看见了什么？有看见这个祭坛吗？
In this image, in this here we see, do we see the altar?
有看到火吗？
Do we see the fire?
有看到蝗虫，天空跟地上的蝗虫吗？
Do we see the locusts in the sky and on the ground?
还有看到准神，看到没有？
You see the plumb line.
啊。还有看到什么？
What else do we see?
还有看见那一群哦，在害怕跪在地上那害怕的神的选民呢？
You see the elect of God that were afraid on the ground.
还有看到耶路撒冷城有没有？
We see the city of Jerusalem.
啊，七个看见。
The seven things.
那我要说的是七个听见。
And what I'm sharing is the seven hearing.
第一个听见狮子吼叫的声音。
First hearing the roaring of the lion.
第二个是听见神攻击我以色列攻击我们的话。
Second is the words of God rebuking us.
第三个是听见神警告雅各家的话。
The words of warning from God towards the house of Jacob.
第四听见神对巴山母牛指责的话。
The words of God towards the cows of Bashan.
知道什么叫做巴山母牛？ 牛马。
You know why it's called a Bashan?
第五个，听见神为我们所做的哀歌。
Fifth is hearing the lamentation God has formed for us.
第六个，听见神对恶仆的咒诅。
The curse towards the evil servant.
第七个就是听见神对以色列家的应许。
And seven, the promise of God towards the house of Israel.
这就是阿摩斯中的七个看见跟七个听见。
So these are the seven hearings and the seven seeings in the book of Amos.
那我们来看，来听第一个要听见的声音。
So let us hear the first sound.
那这第一个声音不是好听温柔的声音。
And this first sound we hear is not a gentle and nice hearing sound.
这是狮子在吼叫的声音。
This is the roaring of the lion.
请看阿摩斯书的第一章第二节。
Amos 1 verse 2.
阿摩斯书一章的第二节
Amos 1 verse 2
第一个听见就是听见狮子在吼叫
First hearing is hearing the roaring of the lion
一二三
Let's read together
他说耶和华必从锡安吼叫
From Jerusalem
从耶路撒冷发声
And the shepherd
牧人的草堂要悲哀加密的山顶要枯干当这个狮子在吼叫的时候，这个耶路撒冷都进入到悲哀、痛苦、可怕的境界里面去。
When the lion roars, Jerusalem falls into a state of mourning and being afraid.
好，那它的背景呢是在第一节。
And the background is in verse one.
那特别有记录，刚刚好大地震二年后，阿摩斯就发出这个预言。
Here it talks about 2 years before the earthquake, Amos spoke of this prophecy.
这个大地震呢，是有人说是跟那个乌西亚王，当犹大王乌西亚王进圣殿擅自烧香的时候，违反诫命的时候。
So these are earthquakes. Some people say was linked to King Uzziah, the king of Judah, when he himself went to a temple and offered up sacrifices.
非常的愤怒。
God was very
引起了哈震啊地震啊，神用地震来震动他们，来发怒。
God brought forth earthquake upon them.
因为乌西亚王在进圣殿烧香，跟大地震的时间相合。
Because when King Uzziah went to the temple to offer up sacrifices, I was around the time of the earthquake.
这个第一节的背景都说明我们无论南国、北国以色列国或犹大国都违反神的诫命，都不尊重神。
So verse 1 tells us whether it's the southern kingdom or the northern kingdom, they all did not honor God and follow His word.
那狮子在什么情况中吼叫呢
？So under what situation did the lion roar?
我们看现在是我们听见狮子在吼叫。
So here we hear the roaring of the lion.
那狮子在什么情况中它会吼叫
？Under what situation does the lion roar?
看三章的第二节
，Chapter 3 verse 2。
一二三
，Let's read。
在地上万族中，我只认识你。第三节，对不起，第三节。二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？狮子若非抓事，岂能在林中咆哮呢？少壮狮子若无所得，岂能从洞中发声呢？这里在说狮子在什么情况中会喊叫，会吼叫。
So verse 4 here, they describe under what situation does the lion roar?
这里说他在饥饿的时候。
That is when he's hungry.
他在抓狮就是饥饿要找吃的时候。
When he's looking for prey.
狮子饥饿的时候会叫的，知道吗
？So when the lion is hungry, he will roar.
第二，他成功抓到猎物了，他也会吼叫的，知道吗
？And when it's successful to catch a prey, then it would roar as well.
第三个情形，当狮子很生气、暴怒的时候，他也会吼叫的。
And when he is angry, he will also roar.
这里所讲的狮子吼叫，是他在生气了。
So here we talk about lion roaring, that is out of his anger.
看三章八节
，Chapter 3 verse 8。
狮子吼叫，谁不惧怕呢？这个在影射神隐藏着神在发怒了。
A lion has roared, who will not fear? This talks about that. This describes that God is now angry.
那许多信徒常常都听到魔鬼如吼叫的狮子，所以狮子是代表魔鬼。
Many believers only remember that the devil is a roaring lion, prowling lion, so they only thought the lion is the devil.
狮子也代表神，亦表神来的。
We have forgotten the lion also prefigures and represents God.
特别启示录说，启示录有四个活物，其中一个就是狮子来的。
And in the book of Revelation, talks about four living living creatures, one of it is the face of a lion.
而且启示录说，主耶稣在发怒，好像狮子在吼叫。
So Revelation also say, Lord Jesus Christ is angry, likened to the roaring of a lion.
耶稣像狮子在吼叫，看到吗
？Our Lord Jesus Christ is roaring like a lion.
请看启示录第十章
，Revelation chapter ten.
我们读三节
，verse three.
哦，三节，一、二、三。大声怒喊，好像狮子吼叫，呼喊完了就有气雷发声。如果你看一节二节，这个天使哦，大力天使就是指主耶稣来的。
You look at verse one, verse two, talks about this strong angel. This is our Lord Christ.
因为只有主耶稣的手是拿着小书卷的。
Because only the hands of Jesus Christ holds this little book.
而且只有主耶稣是脚踏啊，踏海踏地的，就是耶稣来的。
And he will place his right foot on the sea and his left on the land.
那他大声呼喊像什么？当耶稣喊叫的时候，好像狮子吼叫。
He cried out with loud voice, but not just cried out. It was like a roar of lion.
狮子吼叫完了，跟着就神在发声，在打雷啊，有气雷发声。
And after lion's roars, then come the peals of thunder.
无论是耶稣说话也好，还是神在说话都好，都很可怕。
So whether is it the voice of whether it was Jesus speaking or God speaking, was all very frightening.
阿摩斯书的第一个听见，就是我听见狮子在吼叫的声音。
So the first sound that we hear in the book of Amos is the voice, the sound of the roaring lion.
那么，请注意哈，主耶稣手里拿着小书卷是展开的，刚才那个圣经是展开的。
So take note, this little book that Jesus was holding was open.
但是有最后的部分还没有完全打开。
But there was this last part that's not fully open.
当主耶稣要打开最后部分的启示的时候
，When Lord Jesus Christ was opening the last part to reveal,
主耶稣好像狮子在大声吼叫。
Suddenly he roared out like the lion.
这说明最后的部分内容，最后要启示出来，要解开的灾难，是神愤怒的审判，非常愤怒。
This represents the last part to be revealed in this little book is the judgment before.
小书卷已经打开了。
This little book was open,
但没有完全开完。
But not fully open yet.
就要开，要打算再开最后的印的时候。
When it's open up the last part, the last seal.
主耶稣的声音是吼叫，狮子吼叫的声音。
The voice of Jesus was that of a roaring lion.
他愤怒了。
That was the voice of
配合耶稣的愤怒，神打雷了。
And in unison with this fury and wrath, God struck out.
所以这些审判的信息都不是温柔的，都不是让你高兴的，也不是在安慰你的。
So this sound of judgment is not to bring comfort. It's not a gentle voice.
那是在审判你的。
But it's a judge.
甚至是在责备你的。
And to rebuke.
警告你的。
And to warn you.
你常常说传道讲道为什么这样一直在骂人
？You often say why does the preacher always scold in his sermon?
因为传道讲出的信息就是审判信息呀。
Because the message of the preacher is a message of judgment.
就像主耶稣在吼叫的呀。
Just like Jesus Christ roaring.
但是你们要求的是要温柔的，好像羊妹妹这样讲话的，这样讲道理的。
It's a gentle voice and that of a man.
羊妹妹讲道，传道也会讲啊，不是不会讲呀。
Yes, of course, I can speak our sermons and the gentle voice of a man.
现在是末日时代了。
But now is the last day.
真耶稣教已经就一百多年了。
The true church is over 100 years old.
还不醒过来吗
？Isn't time for us to wake?
还要吃点奶，那个奶水吗
？Do we still want to just drink milk?
所以我一直强调的，现在要吼叫，要喊醒你们的。
So always emphasize now is the time to roar to wake up everyone.
我知道很多人不愿意的。
But not, I know many people not willing.
那就继续吃奶吧。
Then you continue to eat, drink your milk.
你没有看到吗？连主耶稣都像狮子吼叫，你没有看到吗
？Don't you see even Lord Jesus Christ is roaring like a lion?
你没有看到神打雷气雷的声音多可怕吗
？Don't you hear the peals of the thunder?
你们这是温柔的吗
？Are these gentle voices?
那是狮子啊
！This is a lion.
好，狮子在哪里吼叫呢
？So where was lion roaring from?
神在发怒在哪里？神在。愤怒中发出审判的信息。
So for our is for royal, but God spoke this message of judgment.
哦，这里第二节
，verse two，
神在锡安吼叫呀。
God was roaring from Zion.
神从耶路撒冷发出吼叫的声音、啊。
And from Jerusalem, he utters his voice.
那说明什么呢
？What does this tell?
在神的国，神要施行审判的。
That from the kingdom of God, God is about to carry out judgment.
神对百姓、对以色列民、对信徒发出愤怒的吼叫声。
Towards the people, towards the Israelites, God spoke this voice of judgment.
因为听太多那些 平安啊平安啊的道理了。
Because they've heard too much teachings regarding peace.
所以没有人敬畏神，没有人怕神。
So no one fear God, no one honor God.
今天的情形不是这样吗？
Isn't this the situation today?
我常常说我们有敬拜神，我们有。
I always say that we do worship God.
但我们缺少敬畏神。
But we lack this fear of God.
就是缺少怕神的那个心。
We do not have this heart that fears God.
难道反倒讲错吗？难道现在情况不是这样吗？
Have I said wrongly? This is not the situation today.
所以神在他的国里面，在他的教会里面发出愤怒的吼叫声。
God's roared this voice of wrath from His kingdom.
所以教会发出这种怒，这种神的怒吼是必须要的。
So we must have this voice of fury from the church.
神从锡安发出吼叫。
So from Zion, the Lord roars.
所以圣经说，末日战争呢，末日的毁灭呢？审判呢，要从以色列国开始。
So God say the judgment shall begin from the house of Israel.
那叫做哈米基多敦的毁灭性战争。
And this is the war of destruction from Armageddon.
这是我们在上一次灵恩会已经分享过。
And this is what we shared in the last future meeting.
那么属灵真教会的审判从真教会开始。
And so the judgment of the spiritual kingdom of God is from the church.
这些道理我们都知道的。
And these are teachings we know.
但是有存在心里吗？
But do we keep in our heart?
这些都是在神主耶稣还没有来之前，先在教会发出吼叫的声音。
But these are the voice of roaring before Lord Jesus Christ come, and this is in the church.
那看回阿摩斯书第一章第二节。
Look back at Amos chapter 1 verse 2.
我们看到当狮子吼叫过后，那神在做什么？
After the lion roars, what does God do?
神就列出了各国审判的名单。
God listed out this list of judgment towards all the nations.
刚才以撒传道就用图画就已经呈现出七个神要审判的国家。
Just now, preacher Isaac used an image to show us all the seven nations that have been judged.
第一个是大马士。
First was Damascus.
第二个是加萨。
Second was Gaza.
第三是推罗。
Third was Tyre.
第四是以东。
Fourth was Edom.
第五是亚门。
Fifth was Ammon.
第六是摩亚。
Sixth is Moab.
这些全部指外邦国，世界各国国家的代表。
All these were for referring to foreign nations. These places represent the foreign nations.
第七个，最后一个是以色列。以色列国犹大国。
The last seven one was the kingdom of Israel.
那为什么要分犹大国跟以色列国呢？
Why do you need to separate Judah and Israel?
因为犹大是南国，以色列是北国，意思说从南到北全部都要被审判。
Because Judah was the southern kingdom, Israel was the northern kingdom, so it means from the south to north you'll be all judged.
就知道为什么神要从锡安发出吼叫声
了。Then we can understand why does God roar from Zion?
因为他要审判了。
For he was about to judge.
召唤神的国犹大以色列在里面。
And this includes the kingdom of God, the southern kingdom.
要一次说世界，神要审判世界，神要审判世界。那神的国呢？神的信徒呢？神要不要审判呢
？Do not just keep saying that God is going to judge the world. But how about the people of God, the church of God? Is God going to judge?
那现今我们还听得见狮子吼叫的声音吗
？So today, do we still hear this war, this roaring of the lion?
我们看以赛亚书二十一章。
Let's refer to the book of Isaiah, chapter 21.
以赛亚书二十一章。
Isaiah 21.
我们读六节到八节。
Verse 6 to verse 8.
来，一。
Let's read together.
三。主对我如此说。你去设立守望的，使他将所看见的述说。他看见军队，就是骑马的，一队一队的来；又看见驴队、骆驼队，就要侧耳细听。他向狮子吼叫说：“主啊，我百日常站在望楼上，整夜立在我守望所。”你这里看到的是什么呢
？So what do we see here?
今天我们还能不能够听见狮子吼叫的声音
？Today are we still able to hear this roaring of the lion?
特别是在教会里面
，especially within the church.
第一，我们从这段圣经我们有四个重点。
So from this passage we can see four main points.
这里说，神的守望者。好像狮子在吼叫，他们说话的时候，他们讲道理的时候，好像狮子在吼叫。
He says the watchmen of God when they speak is they're like a roaring of the lion.
那第一个重点。
So the first main point.
神叫以赛亚先知去设立守望的人。
So God instructed Israel, prophet Isaiah to station the lookout.
今天在神的教会里面，谁是守望者？
Today, who are the watchmen in the house of God?
就是他们托付，他们被责付一个使命，看管神的家，看管神的羊。
That there are people who have been entrusted commission to keep a lookout for the house of God and the sheep of God.
所以今天的长老、执事、传道、负责人，全部都是神国里面的守望者，教会的守望者。
So today, the elder, the deacons, the preachers, the CMC members, they are all the watchmen in the kingdom of God.
特别是指有甚至被安立的那些圣职人员。
Especially refer to those ministers who have been ordained.
如果他们不是教会守望者，谁是守望者？我问。
If they are not the watchmen of church, and then who are the
watchman? 那你他成为长老、成为执事、成为传道，要来做什么的？要讲点道理吗
？And as an elder, as a deacon, as a preacher, what is your work? Is it to speak sermons?
我们是教会的守望者，看守神国的。第一线 的工人来的。
We are the watchmen of the church. We are the frontline workers of the church.
那要怎样来守望呢
？So how do we keep a watch out?
第六节说，
Verse 6,
你把所看见的、所听见的、所看见的。你要述说给信徒听，给百姓听。
So, report what you have seen and hear.
那今天传道的信息就是教会看见的事，教会听见的事，都透过道理反映出来。来 提出来检讨，提出来反省。
So today the message that preacher speaks in the sermon is what he see and observe, and to sermon to remind and
everyone. 因为这是我们的职责呀。
For this is our responsibility.
你去设立守望者，使到他，使他将所看见的可以述说出来，看到吗？第六节。
So he says, set up a watchman, let him declare what he sees.
那今天的牧者都要做好人呢、啊。
So today, but the shepherds today, they want to be good people. They want to be on the good side of the believers.
特别高的票数呀。
Especially during election, they want to have high votes.
请问你会去得罪信徒吗？
Then will you offend the believers?
请问你会得罪上面的人吗？
Will you offend those who are
大家都做好人
have high positions?
然后大家称赞他，这个人很有灵修哦，这个人很谦卑哦。
They want to be good persons before them, and then they'll be praised by others.
如哄教如哄教的守望者就是骄傲的，就是没有灵修的。
Then those the watchmen who roar, they are likened to those who are don't have spiritual nurture, who are proud and arrogant.
就是变成这样了。
This is the situation today.
或者甚至不好打击教会的，破坏教会的。
Or how about even those who attack the church and
destroy the church? 你们今天对守望者是怎么样看法的呀
？So today, how do you understand a watchman of church?
但是神的看法是什么
？But how does God view a watchman?
神的守望者应该就是把所听见、所看见的，特别是神国里家里的事，全部述说。
So God wants his watchmen to describe and to report what he sees and what he hears, especially in the things of the church.
这个就是守望者的职责。
And this is a responsibility of the watchmen.
因为他们守住的是信徒的灵魂。
Because what they watch and keep is the soul of the believer.
可是今天有多少守望者他真正的是守住信徒的灵魂呢？多少个
？But how many watchmen today truly keep a watch for the soul of the believers？
我都说了，常常讲那些好听的道理，大家喜欢的道理。
They often speak sermons that people like to hear。
啊，有些一直在讲笑话，听得很高兴。
Some people just speak about jokes and let people be happy to hear。
使信徒在沉睡中醒不过来。
So believers have fallen asleep, have slumbered, they are not able to be awakened.
使信徒听不到悔改认罪的道理， yeah. 那种知道要悔改要认罪，听不到。
The believers are not able to hear sermons remind them to repent and to return.
纵使听到的也是轻轻带过的。好像没有什么感觉的。
Even if they hear this, it's just softly and just a short part of it.
可是当他们跌倒了
，But when they have fallen,
他们被魔鬼吞噬了
，When they be devoured by the devil.
这些讲道者、这些守望者就大声的责备他们，就很严厉的拒绝他们。
These sermonizers, these watchmen rebuke them with strictness.
甚至有些要想要回来教会悔改，抓住神的怜悯，希望可以有得救。
And for some who wants to return to the church to hold on to the mercy of God in hope of salvation.
但这些平时不讲悔改道理的这些工人呢，不 挡他们，责备他们，你不可以来祷告，你不可以来教会，你甚至连祷告都没有用。
But these old workers, who had never spoke of these warnings, now is the one stopping them from returning, telling them it's no point that you repent.
我说的这些都是真实的，没有加盐加醋的。
What I say here, report here is a factual fact.
也许俄麦教会没有这样，但是不代表其他的教会没有这样。
We do not share cities in Gombak Church, but that's not mean it's not happening at other churches.
平时不认真的来警告信徒，来责备信徒。
Normally, they are not serious to warn and to rebuke the believers.
他们都已经沉睡了，你不叫醒他们。
The believers have slumbered and fallen asleep, but you not wake them up.
一错再错了，你也不指责出来。
Their actions are wrong all time and again, but you do not point them out.
一直在讲好听的话。
You speak about jokes, your sermons, gentle voices.
当他们跌倒了。
But now they are fallen.
他们被魔鬼掳去了。
They have been divided, taken captive by devil.
哇，我们讲这个很公义，很圣洁。
Now you show yourself to be righteous and holy.
请问有用吗？
Is this of any use?
这个时候你一直在骂有用吗？
At this point of time, now you only rebuke instead of any use.
我们今天的守望者是大部分是这样的守望者呀。
But the watchmen we have today, majority of them is like this.
我们是不是失职了？
Have we fallen in our responsibilities?
没有按照神的心意来看管这个教会，做个守望者。
Have we not carried out our responsibility like God expects of us?
这个是第一个重点。
This is the first main point.
神叫先知立守望者，但是这个守望者的职责是什么？
So God instructed the prophet to set a watchman, and what is the responsibility of a watchman?
第二个重点。
Second main point.
第七节。
Verse 7.
守望者必须非常的谨慎，非常的警醒。
The watchman must be very careful and very alert.
因为守望者他看到有军队骑着马，一队一队的来到耶路撒冷，来到神的国了。
So for the watchman has seen the enemies, the horsemen coming pair by pair towards the kingdom of Judah.
不但有骑马的，也有骆驼，也有驴，有战争的马，有做生意的马，有各种有各种的马都进来了。
So not only the horsemen, the horses for battle, but also the donkeys and camels for trade.
所以呢，守望者一看到这些呢，这些各种不同的马进入神的国，进入以色列呢，就要侧耳细听。要非常的注意听，注意看了。
So when the watchman sees these horsemen and these trains of donkeys and camels coming, he must listen earnestly with great care.
因为这些马都是世界马来的。
For these are the horses of the world.
这些马呢，有一些是撒旦军团、撒旦的马，要来摧毁神的国，要来掳掠神的百姓的，
Some of these
要来打仗的。
Are the party of the devil to bring destruction and war to the kingdom of God?
那么驴队跟骆驼队一般上就是做生意的或者生活上用的。
The trains of donkeys and camels these represent those business or for their livelihood.
进入到教会里面来做生意，来为神的殿来做买卖呀。
Into the church, this selling and buying into the church of God, and to bring defilement to the church.
那我们守望者，你就要看过魔鬼的诡计。
Then as watchmen,
这些马进入教会是干什么的
？As watchmen, you must see through these wiles of the devil. What are these horsemen and these trains doing here?
所以我们守望者要非常的警醒，专。要注意这个各种在教会里面的动态，教会里面的情势。
So as watchmen, you must be very careful to see all these situations and phenomena happening within your church.
教会里面有没有撒旦军团、撒旦的人
？Do we have the party of the devil within your church?
你不要说没有哦。
Do not say that it's not.
没有，你还在睡觉哦。
If you say that's not, then you have
教会里面有没有做成有没有利益集团？
Do we have camps of people who want to bring benefits for themselves?
你好，我好啊。I help you, you help me 呀、啊，是吗
？I help you, you help me.
这是我们前首相的名言来的呀。大家好来好去啊。
You scratch my back, I scratch your back. This is famous.
好来好去就是有利益问题，利益的存在。
For mutual benefits.
你不要讲我，也不用讲你。
I don't attack you, don't attack me.
所以为什么我们教会不太赞成，几乎是不赞成有太太跟丈夫一起在职务会一起被案例成为执事。
And this is why in the church often we don't encourage both the husband and wife to be in the management committee or to be both ordained as ministers.
以前我们缺少工人，一些教会没有办法这样来案例，没有办法，没有工人。
In the past, when we are lacking in workers, we have no choice but to have such situation.
太太也是执事，案例丈夫也是执事。
Both the husband and wife are deacons in the church.
有些孩子也是执事。
Some of them, the children are deacons.
那后来我们发现到，应该尽量避免。如果有工人有人选，就不要再选这样的 一家人进去，不要这样。
We learn that if we have enough workers, then we try our best not to have such situation to have a whole family.
那二十多年、二三十年，我们比较避开这样的情况，避开。
For the last two or three decades, we try to avoid this situation.
但你有没有发现到现在又在重新，好像这种风气又在来了
？But we find that nowadays, this situation is arising again.
这到底是好，是进步，还是不好，还是退步呢
？Is this progressing to be good, or is this a deteriorating?
以前我们曾经有丈夫自己爱自己的太太成为长子的
，in the past,
是的，确实是有这样。
In the situation where we have the husband is ordaining the wife as the deacon,
爱你自己的儿子为执事的
，ordain the own son as the deacon。
纵使其他的青年更加优秀，都不被接受。
Even if their other youths are more suitable, but it's not accepted。
这些是什么意思
？So what is all this?
这些就是骆驼啊、驴子啊，这些买卖啊、这些生意，这些好进入教会，有利益问题。
These are like a train of donkeys and camels coming to the church. These are to do with.
那谁要提出这种严厉的责备？谁要提出
？But who will voice out such a rebuke of strictness?
你说啊，谁要提出
？Who will voice out?
大家假装看不见吗
？Everyone will be.
大家不要讲，不要讲，这些没有造就的，不要讲。
They say this do not edify. Don't speak of this.
不要讲，更加好，继续这样做。
If you do not speak, then say they can continue in this.
不是这样子吗
？Isn't this a situation？
这是守望者的职责，是神要的守望者吗
？Yeah, this the watchman that God delights in。
什么叫做现在听得见狮子在吼叫吗？我在讲解这一段，什么叫做狮子在教会吼叫
？So I'm explaining what does it mean the lion is roaring in the church。
第三个重点
，the third main point。
守望者必须要像狮子吼叫。
The watchman must cry out like the lion.
第八节
，verse eight.
他像狮子吼叫。
They are roaring like the lion.
原来真正忠心的守望者，勇敢的守望者，他讲话讲到他的工作真的像狮子在吼叫这样。
So a watchman that's faithful and loyal, and he will speak like that of the roaring of a lion.
把沉睡的信徒叫醒来。
To wake the believers that have fallen asleep.
如果你是真正睡，真的是叫得醒的。
If you have fallen asleep, you can be awake.
最怕你是假装睡啊，假睡。
But what we are afraid is you are just behaving as if you are fallen asleep.
刘庆华说，假睡的人、装睡的人是叫不醒的，因为他不是真睡，他是假假睡啊。
Those who are faking it as if they are sleeping, these cannot be awake. These people cannot be awakened.
所以他，你怎样叫他都不会醒，因为他假睡啊。
No matter how you call them, they won't wake up because they are pretending to be asleep.
我发现到。如果是沉睡的信徒，真正睡了，他叫得醒的，真的叫得醒。
One another thing is that believers who have truly fallen asleep can be awakened.
但是教会今天，特别是领导层，很多都是在假睡，所以怎样叫都叫不醒他们。
But today the church, especially the leaders, they are faking their sleep. They pretend to be sleeping, so they cannot be awakened.
狮子吼叫就是绝对不是温柔的，是大声的，是愤怒的。
So the roaring of lion is not gentle, it's loud and it's in wrath.
所以一定听得到的，一定会醒过来的。
So you definitely can hear this, you'll be awakened.
第四个重点
，the fourth main point.
守望者，无论白天或黑夜。都为神的国来警醒来看守。
So the watchman, no matter is it day or night, will be alert and watching for the house of God.
这里说，主啊，我百日常站在守望楼上，我整夜立在我守望所。守望者无论白天黑夜，都为神的国警醒看守呀。
So it says, O Lord, I stand continually by day, and also I station every night on my guard post.
主耶稣要来之前呢，那个夜是更黑的。
Just before Lord Jesus Christ comes again, the night will be the darkest moment.
所以保罗提醒我们说，
so、
现在正是黑夜很深的时刻。
Paul reminded us now is deep into the night.
因为主耶稣要来之前，就夜就会更黑。
Because before Lord Jesus comes again, it's the darkest moment in the night.
所以我们更加要警醒看守了。
So all the more we need to be watchful and be alert.
问题是，我们今天的教会是否能接受 好像狮子吼叫的守望者，你能接受吗？
But the issue is, today, is the church able to accept a watchman that roars like a lion?
你真的能吗？
Are you able to accept this?
这是要 你自己跟神去回答。
Only you can answer to God.
我们看阿摩斯书其中一个神愤怒的情况。
One of the situation in Amos that God was angry over.
请看阿摩斯书的第二章。
Amos chapter 2.
阿摩斯书的第二章。
The book of Amos chapter 2.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我们都十一节开始。
We start from verse 11. Let's read together.
我从你们子弟中兴起先知，又从你们少年人中兴起那细耳人。以色列人啊，不是这样吗？这是耶和华说的。你们却给那细耳人酒喝。祖父先知说，不要说预言。神在这里提出这个问题。
So God pointed out this issue here.
我不是从你们中间兴起先知，常常有先知在提醒你们，在讲道给你们吗？
Have I not raised up some of your sons to be prophets? Prophets always come among you to speak the word of God.
这些先知都是看守我们灵魂的，看守我们生命的。
These prophets are those who keep God over our souls alive.
他们绝对不是来讨好你的。
They are not here to please.
他们是来救你的。
They are here to save you.
讨好你跟救你是完全不同的概念，知道吗？
To please you or to save you, these
are two different concepts. 讨好你就一直在讽刺你，一直称赞你。
If to please you, they will keep praising you.
一直买你的。
They will keep trying to win you over.
在你的面前嬉皮笑脸。
I always smiling before you.
装模作样。
To put up false pretense. To please you.
要把你捧起来。
To lift you up.
谁不喜欢这样的传道人？
Who don't want such kind of preachers?
但先知是这样，是这样做先知的吗？
But is this the work of the prophet?
我从你们子弟当中兴起先知啊，这些都是忠诚的先知，都是勇敢的先知来的。
God say, raise up some of your sons to be prophets. These are faithful and courageous prophets.
我又从你们少年中兴起哪些的人啊？
Some of your young men to be Nazarites.
从青少年就训练他们分别为圣啊，哪些人就是分别为圣啊。
From young, they were trained to consecrate themselves. Nazarites is consecrate themselves.
就不断的在他们的受训当中，让他们知道神的规矩啊，哪些人要守的规条。
That in their training, they know these are guidelines and rules of the Nazarites.
在教会里面有先知看守。
So the church has been watched by the prophet.
在青少年当中的岁月当中。有不断的训练分辨为圣。
And among the young men, they learned to consecrate themselves to be holy.
这个在以色列国常常看得到的神做的工作来的。
And this was the work of God in the kingdom of Israel.
可是结果是怎么样呢？
But what was the end result?
十二节。
Verse 12.
你们却给那细耳人酒喝啊，玷污他们啊。
But you made the Nazarites drink wine, defiled them.
使他们不遵守神的条例。
They did not keep the regulations of God.
使他们成为肉体属肉体这个顺服。
That become those who listen to their fleshly desires.
然后呢，属父先知说，你不要说预言，你讲道理不要喷火。
And then he commanded the prophets not to prophesy, not to speak fire.
原来什么叫做叫先知不要说预言，在启示录就是先知喷火。你不要喷火。
Not to prophesy, prophesizing is to speak of fire in Revelation, but now to tell them not to speak of fire.
我们只是要听那些我们想听的话而已。
We only want to hear this message.
来到我们这里。
When you come to my place.
你要得到我们的心啊，得到我们欢迎你啊。
You must win over our hearts that we welcome you.
所以在这样的背景当中呢，以色列就出现很多假先知。
So under such context, many false prophets arose.
这些假先知有一个共同点，就是讨好以色列民，讨好他们的心。
And this
买他们的心。
False prophets have this same point, and that is to please the Israelites to win over their hearts.
所以假先知其中一个特色就是时常讲平安了，平安了。So, 平安了，神爱我们，神爱我们。
Characteristic of this false prophet is say peace, peace, for God loves us.
请注意，这个是假先知的特色来的，也是他们常讲的道理来的。
This is a characteristic of the false prophets, and this is often what they spoke.
我们看耶利米书的第六章。
Let's refer to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6,
verse 13.
来，
13 and 14.
So this is what God said, the characteristic of the false prophets. So how do we discern whether they are false prophets or they are faithful workers?
第二三,
let's read together.
因为他们从最小的到至大的, 都一味的贪婪，从先知到祭司都行事狂欢虚谎。他们轻轻复复的医治我百姓的损伤，说平安了，平安了，一次没有平安。这是恶性循环，因为以色列一直喜欢听假的话，虚假的道理。
So this was a vicious cycle because the Israelites like to hear this voice that pleases them, these false teachings.
道成，神的仆人，很多明哲保身，要讨好人，贪爱那些虚荣，那些名利，所以一直讨好那些百姓，甚至讨好那些君王。
So and now all these workers of God, in order to keep their living, keep their life, earn a living, they try to please the people, even please the kings.
没有人, 要讲真实的话,
no one wants to speak words of truth anymore.
今天这种情形, 有没有发生在真耶稣教会?
Today is such a situation happening in the church.
有没有发生在你的身上?
Is this happening on us?
我不喜欢这个传道，我不喜欢他的道理。
Let me say, I don't like this preacher, I don't like his sermons.
甚至进入很严重的毁谤。
And then we even slander.
这也难怪了，现在已经进入末世真耶稣教会。
And this, today we are, the church is in the last days.
怪不得，怪不得，保罗勉励我们，要追求先知讲道，要羡慕先知讲道。
No wonder Paul tells us to long for the message of the prophets.
以前我不明白什么叫先知讲道。In
the past, I don't understand what is the message of the prophets.
我也很羡慕，我也想要有先知讲道的恩赐呀。And
also long for this gift, to message of the prophets.
看哥林多前书。Let's
refer to 1 Corinthians.
我现在在解释什么叫做先知讲道。So
what is the sermon or the message of the prophet?
哥林多前书14章
1 Corinthians chapter 14
第一节
verse 1
1,2,3
Let's read together.
你们要追求爱, 也要切慕属灵的恩赐, 其中更要羡慕的是什么? 是做先知讲道。 哇,如果有先知讲道, 那多好呀。
So how great if there is prophecy like that of the prophet.
而且要羡慕, 要得到。
And you need to long for this and to in order to desire for this in order to receive.
Verse 34.
Verse 39.
一二三.
Therefore, my brethren, desire
to
So here tells us to pursue and to desire earnestly. Now I understand what it means to prophesy. I myself say to the Lord, best.
到处都得罪人，不只是马来西亚，到处我去的教会被裁判出去的国家都讨厌我。
Because if I have to do this, then everywhere I go, I'll be offending people.
我讲的是真实的，不是在为自己讲话。
I am saying what is factual. I'm not defending myself.
大家说我很出名，是啊，很出名骂人啊，全世界都明白。
Everyone say I'm very famous because I'm being famous for scolding everyone.
这是很好玩吗？
You think this is something I like?
你知道连总有人讨厌我，台总哪个总会都讨厌我，你知道吗？
You know that International Assembly and General Assembly of Taiwan also, and there are people who hate.
往往都是信徒喜欢我讲道而已，一些信徒。
Yeah, there are some believers who love.
上面的人，大部分都讨厌。
But those are some in leadership. The many of them.
因为这种道理没有造就啊，正道老师那讲谁真耶稣教，讲谁我们领导人啊。
Because they say such sermon do not edify, they are disgracing the leadership.
所以谁会喜欢你呢？
So who will like you?
所以跟主耶稣说，主啊，这是很重的十字架呀。So
I say to the Lord, this is a heavy cross.
我可以不要再讲这样道理吗？
Can I choose not to speak?
所以我尽量赏识，有一段时间，你们也应该，如果回想还记得，我的道理那一段时间全部讲故事的，用故事讲道理。
If you recall back, there was a period of time I tried to avoid this, so all my sermons is using stories.
我的目的就是讲故事，没有这么责备嘛，故事来的嘛。
So the purpose was using these stories. It won't be such.
结果想想想想，故事也在骂人。But
slowly my stories will turn to be.
后来我就改变了，就讲见证吧，就整堂道理都是见证。那他找很多很多见证来讲。
I thought to change, to spoke about testimony, so in my whole sermon was about testimony.
那各种见证都有嘛，安慰的也有嘛，奇妙的也有嘛。
So in testimonies, there are testimony of comfort and of the marvelous work of God.
医病的也有嘛，也不会骂人家。
It won't be rebuking.
医病的见证怎么会骂人呢？
How would be testimonies about healing?
结果无论是医病的还是什么奇妙的钱。 听起来就是在骂人，又在骂人。
Yet I found that this sermon, the testimonies of healing and marvelous work of God, yet sounds are rebuked.
只有一个方法，
That's only one way.
我不会再骂人了。
I won't rebuke.
你们说的骂人啊，
This so-called rebuke that you talk about.
我嘴巴盖起来。
Then I close my lips.
不要上台讲道，只有这一件事。
To the pulpit to speak, and this is the only way.
不然没办法了。
Otherwise, I have no choice.
因为说有个联总的负责人来问我，你可以不要这样讲道。
So there was one of the worker of the international assembly who said, "Don't speak such comments."
我看着他，我不回答。我看着他。
So I look at him, I did not answer.
他知道他的话里有问题。
He understood that what he said was wrong.
他赶快说。
He quickly said,
那你上来是圣灵叫你讲的，还是你自己要讲的？
You say when you go out to speak, is it the Holy Spirit instruct you to speak, or this words that you are speaking?
你自己听，你自己去感受。
So I say you hear yourself and experience yourself.
我要怎么说？我是圣灵感动我，是我自己在讲。我能够这样回答吗？
Am I able to answer, say, oh, it's the Holy Spirit that moved me to speak?
你们听的人自己去感受嘛，自己感觉嘛。 是圣灵在讲话，还是他自己在讲？
You who hear, ponder for yourself, experience for yourself, whether it is the words of the Holy Spirit or just the words of man.
就像阿摩斯先知说的,
just like what Prophet Amos said.
他们吩咐先知说, 你不要再讲这种道理。
阿摩斯书二章十二节,
你不要再说预言, 再讲这样的道理。
They instructed the prophets not to prophesy anymore.
但先知讲到全部都是这样的呀。
But the words of the prophets is this thousand.
没有一个先知讲到不喷火的，没有一个，全部都是。
Not one prophet who speaks without fire from their mouth.
如果那个先知讲到没有触火、没有喷火的，那不是忠心的先知来的。
If there is a prophet that comes to speak not with fire, then these are not faithful prophets of God.
但是他喷火，难道没有安慰吗？
But in their words of fire,
当然,
fire is the
no comfort.
Of course, every prophet, after they rebuke, their words of comfort.
关于这个杀先知的事，主耶稣有提出了，有证实，神的国真的是在杀先知。In regards
to the matter of killing of prophets, even Lord Jesus Christ attests to this, that in the kingdom of God, their prophets
are killed.
The kingdom of God is a kingdom established by God. The people of God is those chosen by God to be his children.
先知是神的仆人,
the prophets are the workers of God, the servants of God.
神的百姓,
the kingdom of God, the people of God, and the workers of God
都属神的,
all belongs to God.
可是神的儿女, 神的百姓,
but yet the children of God, the people of God, killed the workers of God. In the kingdom of God, they killed the workers of God. To stone them or to cast them out. It's not the outsiders, the Gentiles that cast them away or stone them.
外邦人逼迫我们，没有外邦人没有逼迫我们。
In the past, we often think it's the outsiders, the Gentiles, the persecutors. It's not.
他管你啊，这是你们教会的事，又关我什么事？他才懒得理你啊。Outsiders
do not care because this is the matters of the church. They won't care.
原来杀先知是自己的自己家里的人，自己的自己人在杀自己。
Who killed the prophets are people of the same household.
请看路加福音书11章。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 11.
49到51.
Verse 49 to verse 51.
来49节。
Verse 49.
一, Let's read together. 三, 所以神用智慧曾说：“我要差遣先知和使徒到他们哪里去？有的他们要杀害，有的他们要逼迫。始创世以来所流众先知血的罪，都要问在这世代的人身上。” 就是从亚伯的血起，直到被撒在坛和殿中撒加利亚的血为止。我实在告诉你们，这都要问在这世代的人身上。 耶稣正是从神有神的国以来，从雅各开始，直到撒加利亚，在神的殿中，神的工人被杀，在神的殿中。
So Jesus testified that right from the beginning, from Abel to the time of Jesus, the prophets of God were killed in the house.
那我们从圣经了解，先知他们到底在讲什么，让信徒这么恨他们？让百姓这么讨厌他们。
In the Bible, we understand what the prophets were speaking that causes the people to hate them so much.
你看来看去，从大先知到小先知。
We look at the message.
包括到新约的先知，都是在讲神的话，他们没有讲其他的。
We look at the message from the major prophets to the minor prophets to the prophets of New Testament. They all spoke of the word of God. They did not speak other things.
那大部分的信息就是要他们认罪悔改归向神啊。
And most of their message for them to repent are to return to God.
那今天难道不是这样讲道理吗？
Today don't you speak sermon in the same way?
不是要大家归向神悔改认罪吗？
Don't you want them to return to confess
your sins? 可是我们今天认为我没有罪。
But today we feel that we have not sinned.
我没有罪怎么叫我认罪？
I'm not sinned, so why are you asking me to confess my sin?
就是我没有错了。
I'm not done any wrong.
这就是今天啊，今天的教会很大的问题了。
This is one of the greatest problem with the church today.
看不到自己啊。
We cannot see ourselves.
我们领导层呢也有讲这辈的道理。
Our leadership also speaks about
sermon of rebuke. 只针对指这辈信徒。
But these sermons of rebuke only rebuke the believers.
没有责备自己。
They don't rebuke themselves.
我刚刚从沙巴回来。
I just came back from Sabah.
当然，我也照样讲神的道理，悔改的认罪的道理。
Of course, I also spoke the sermons of God, verse, message of repentance and confession.
那有一个。圣职人员啊，就是有一个执事。
Deacon, divine.
他在开会的时候，
during,
他们在开会。
During their meetings,
我提到说犹大心痛，犹大出卖耶稣那个犹大很心痛。
Judas was pained in the heart. He's the one betrayed.
你知道犹大心痛是为了什么，知道吗
？Do you know what was he painful over?
请问犹大的心痛是什么
？Why did he felt this heart pain? What was he painful?
因为那个香膏膏在耶稣身上。太浪费了。
Because this ointment was anointed on Jesus, and this is such a great waste.
他心很痛，看到那个香膏在一滴就流在地上，流到耶稣身上，他心痛啊，很浪费钱啊。
So he felt this heart pain, and this was such a waste of money to spend it on Jesus.
那个重点是坐在耶稣身上很浪费，坐在耶稣身上他很心痛。
So the main point was this was done on Jesus. This was a waste, and it was so painful for him.
所以圣经记录当时那个时刻。他立刻离开耶稣，去找祭司长。
So the Bible discovered that at that moment he left Jesus and went to seek out the high priest.
他心又愤怒，又心痛，又愤怒。
And his heart was painful, and he has this anger.
原来只是一个信徒，爱主的信徒，把爱做在耶稣身上。
It was just because a believer that loved God do this acts of love on Jesus.
把香膏，把钱。坐在耶稣身上。
Using this ointment and money to spend it on Jesus.
这样引起他的愤怒呀。
But this brought forth.
这样引起他的心痛，他心很痛。
And his pain is hard.
他马上离开去出卖耶稣，要把耶稣干掉，要把耶稣杀掉。
Left Jesus immediately to betray Jesus, to want to kill.
因为有人坐在耶稣身上啊。
Because some others did this upon Jesus.
你说这种道理是不是很严厉
？Isn't this a very strict?
是不是很清楚
？Severe sermon. Isn't it very clear?
开会的时候就提出来。
So in the meeting, they brought it.
因为他们教会要做电。
Because their church they want to be a lift.
因为老人家很难上去啊。
Because the elderly believers, it's hard for them to go up four floors to the church hall.
还有很多各种原因呢。
And there also other reasons.
当然也有人反对嘛。
But there are people who oppose to this.
那么其中一个妇人说，她传道刚刚下午才讲哦。坐在耶稣身上，不要心痛，
so、of,
不要觉得这是浪费。
So one of the council members just said, didn't preacher share with us that this is done on Jesus? Don't feel that it's a waste. Don't be have a heart pain over it.
提醒他哦，道理刚刚这样讲是坐在耶稣身上。
To remind the others, the sermon just remind us that what we are doing is to be done on Jesus.
你知道这个执事怎么回答吗
？But do you know how this deacon respond?
我听了也昏倒，希望你不要昏倒。
When I heard this, I almost fainted.
Oh.传道下午讲的道理是对信徒讲的，不是对我们负责人讲的，所以我们没事。
So they can say this sermon spoken is after my preacher is to the believers, not to us, council members. So it'll be all right.
原来所有的道理只是责备信徒，所有的软弱都是信徒，所有不爱主都是信徒，不是我们。
So to him, all the rebuke is to the believers, all the weaknesses is on the believers, not on us.
可是最反对坐在耶稣上的就是他来的。
But he's the one that opposed the most that the work is done on him.
他是最大的阻力，阻好不。 不见电梯的。
His greatest obstruction to this work of building the lift.
不舍得坐在耶稣身上。
He's not willing to spend this on Jesus.
可是道理讲的时候，他说只是给信徒的，你们放心，只是给信徒。
But when the sermon is spoken, he says this is just for the believer.
这个就是我们今天教会的堕落呀。
This is the deterioration of the church today.
这些道理那些领导人不需要听的，也不接受的。
And the leadership feel that do not need to hear, they do not understand.
他明明就说这个道理我们不需要听，也不是讲给我们听。
We do not need to listen to this. This is not spoken to us.
只有信徒需要听，信徒需要。
They say only the believers need to hear.
这样今天就变成这样了。
And this is the situation today.
领导层更加要听道理啊。
The leadership, the leader should all the more listen to the sermons.
我常常对自己讲。
I often say to myself.
也对我的同工讲。
Say to my coworkers.
我们传道人最大的危机，其中一个最大危机就是没有听道理。
The greatest crisis, one of the greatest crises for preachers is we do not listen to sermons.
我们就是常常讲道理，好像我现在一直讲一直讲一讲。
We only
speak
sermons. We do not sit down to listen.
听也听不进去。
And when we sit down to listen, we not.
这是我们所有圣职人员的最大的危机来的。
This is the greatest crisis to many most of the divine workers.
就算听到圣洁道理、归向神的道理，那也是信徒，不是我们信徒。
Hear a sermon of holiness, to return to holiness and say this is for the believers.
今天我们的心态，领导层的心态是这样骄傲的。
And this is the mindset of the leaders is so proud.
圣诞就是看不到自己，完全已经看不到自己。
Yeah, the fact is they're not able to truly perceive themselves.
难道传道所望者只是对信徒讲吗？难道也不是对领导层讲吗？
It's only for the believers, not for the leadership.
难道传道只是爱信徒的灵魂，不爱长职同工的灵魂吗？
Do I only love the soul of the believers? Do I not love the soul of the leadership, the ministers?
我们这一节讲到这里。
So this session.
这一节我听见狮子吼叫的声音。
I heard the voice of the roaring of the lion.
那传道提出狮子在哪里吼叫。
So I've listed out where did the roar come from.
圣经启示说，狮子就在锡安，在耶路撒冷吼叫。
From Zion, from Jerusalem, the lion.
那今天还听得到狮子吼叫的声音吗？
Today, are we able to hear this voice of the roaring of the lion?
同心默祷。
Silent prayer.